Okay, let's unpack this one. Today we're doing a deep dive into local retail strategy. We're focusing specifically on a florist in the Greater Toronto area, Euroflowers. Been around a while, seems well regarded.
Right. And our mission here isn't just to list what they sell. It's more about extracting the why, like what's the business logic. We want to give you a shortcut, really, to understanding how a local sort of artisanal business like this survives, though thrives, for decades, especially against, the big online flower giants. What's their edge?
That really is the key question, isn't it? Because the identity that comes through from the sources is all about, well, longevity. They paint this picture of a renowned florist serving Mississauga, the GTA, for over 20 years. And like you said, it's not just survival, it's success. And the sources claim it's driven by passion, yeah, but also critically by focusing on like unique high art designs.
And that longevity, it's almost physically cemented by their location. They're right there at the foot of the Port Credit Lighthouse. Iconic spot.
Yeah, that's not just a pretty picture for the website, is it?
No, exactly. It's a powerful geographic branding really anchors them in that community. Plus, logistically, it makes sense. It's an efficient hub, good for walk-in customers, and helps ensure they can manage timely deliveries across their whole service area.
Okay, let's talk about that service area because that seems like the first big strategic piece. They're anchored in Mississauga, sure, but the delivery reach is pretty wide. Mississauga, Oakville, Burlington, Etobicoke, even into Toronto. So this isn't just some, sleepy little corner flower shop. It's an operation balancing that artisanal quality with some serious regional logistics.
Absolutely. And the sources really emphasize the 20 plus years of local service. They define them as a trusted neighborhood flower shop. And they explicitly say, not a faceless chain.
Right.
For the customer, what that translates to is reliability. And that's huge when you're buying something like flowers, often for emotional, time-sensitive occasions.
Oh, reliability in the GTA, that's everything. And the sources highlight this reliable same-day delivery, not just Mississauga, but across the GTA. Promising same day is one thing.
But actually doing it consistently for 2 decades, that's a major operational win.
Yeah, it really speaks to solid logistics. Good inventory control, probably.
Yeah.
And that efficiency, it feeds right into the customer experience. The sources mention like three ways to engage with them. You can go into the shop, the traditional way, or get delivery across that wide GTA area. And there's convenient online ordering too.
So a multi-channel approach,
Yeah.
catching customers however they prefer to shop.
Exactly. Covers all the bases.
Okay, so we've got local trust, efficient service, good foundations, but like you said earlier, maybe that's just the cost of entry these days. So where's the unique value? What's their competitive moat? How do they stop getting undercut by the big cheap online fulfillment places?
It seems to boil down to two things: high-touch artistry and specialized inventory. The team is focused on creating arrangements that are, yes, exquisite, but the real strategic kicker seems to be their sourcing. Their passion, the sources say, drives them to find unique, even exotic flower species, stuff that's rarely found elsewhere. Okay, rarely found elsewhere. That's a bold claim. What's the strategic thinking there? Is it just about looking unique, or is there like a pricing play? Market exclusivity.
Oh, I think it's almost certainly about commanding a premium, sourcing rare flowers. It's harder, logistically.
Hey,
High
Rocco.
risk, right? Spoilage is a bigger concern. Input costs are higher.
Sure.
So focusing on that automatically insulates them, to a degree, from competitors who are just moving mass market stuff. They're positioning themselves in that luxury or a premium gift segment, where people will pay more for uniqueness, for that perceived value of specialized knowledge.
That makes total sense. If you're selling something that's hard to price compare directly on Amazon or whatever, you control the pricing narrative much more. And this specialization, it must feed right into their customization capability, right?
Right, precisely. That unique inventory is what lets them really excel at the bespoke arrangements. These aren't just picking from a catalog template A, B, or C. It's tailoring it to what the client wants, their specific needs, the event. You get something truly one of a kind, reflecting personal style. And that's exactly what that premium customer often wants.
Yeah, the sources mention they're known for hand-tied custom flower arrangements that customers adore. That description itself, it's like a brand promise. It links that unique sourcing directly to a personalized, crafted finish.
It's the combo, isn't it? The art component plus the client input. And that creates potentially really high switching costs for the customer. Once you've had an arrangement that felt perfectly you, are you going to risk going to a generic place next time? Probably not.
Good point. Okay, let's shift a bit and look at how this all shows up in their actual products. Diving into their collections online, they organize things pretty logically. By occasion, anniversary, Valentine's, birthday, sympathy flowers, that makes sense, and also by seasonality, which must help manage that complex inventory you mentioned.
Yeah, that seasonal aspect is smart. If we look at the fall flowers collection, just as a snapshot, you see a clear strategy. You've got arrangements like EF801 Sugar Maples. Starts at $60. Seems seasonally fitting, reasonably accessible price point.
Right.
But then you also see their more high-end stuff, elegant collection things like EF102 Contemporary Callus. That starts way up at $130. Or the EF134 Joyful Memory. That's $125 starting. And it has like 10 reviews, so it's clearly popular too.
So a tiered pricing structure, that's key. Lets them catch the person looking for a nice seasonal gift around $60, but also cater to the luxury buyer wanting, fancy calla lilies at a premium.
But here's maybe the most interesting item on their list, strategically speaking. The Florist's Choice custom arrangement. It's priced pretty excessively, $65, but it has 59 reviews, way, way more than any other specific named arrangement.
Wow, 59 reviews on that one option. That's
Yeah.
a massive vote of confidence from customers. Why do you think that specific one is so popular?
Well, I think there are a few strategic angles. First, for the customer, it's easy, right? Takes the decision pressure off. You trust the expert.
Okay, makes sense.
But maybe more importantly for the business, it's a brilliant inventory management tool. By letting the florist choose the blooms, they can use whatever is freshest, most abundant that day. It helps manage the risk of those rare and exotic things, maybe not selling fast enough, reduces potential spoilage.
Ah, okay. So the customer gets the florist's expertise, the freshest stuff, and the shop gets operational efficiency. That's pretty smart optimization. I also noticed the sources say that florist's choice can be set up as, like, a recurring purchase
Yeah.
or deferred.
Yeah, that functionality, that speaks directly to maybe corporate clients or people who send gifts regularly. It adds another layer of convenience, locks in that repeat business. It really just reinforces their whole thing about providing thoughtful, handcrafted designs for, every occasion, for the happy celebrations to the quieter, more reflective moments. Makes the whole process smooth.
Okay, moving beyond just the buying. The sources also show they provide a lot of informative content, articles, blog posts, guides. It suggests they're investing in being seen as experts, not just sellers.
Yeah, that's that intellectual capital piece. It's so important now. They're not just a shop, they're positioning themselves as a resource. They have guides for gifting flowers for Canadian holidays, Thanksgiving, Remembrance Day, Christmas. They're actively teaching customers about etiquette, timing.
Which builds authority.
Exactly. It positions them as the experts you should trust.
And some of those guides are really detailed. Like, they demonstrate real deep knowledge. There's one on anniversary flowers by year. It gets specific, like carnations for year one, daisies later, silver irises, goldie roses for big milestones. They even have instructional stuff, like a step-by-step on designing a sympathy arrangement that speaks from the heart.
That content, it's basically sophisticated marketing, isn't it? It builds trust before someone even thinks about buying. Someone searches what flowers for 25th anniversary, they find Euroflowers' detailed guide. Boom. The florist is established as the expert. That person is way more likely to buy from them than from some generic site they land on next.
Turning expertise directly into sales
Yeah.
leads. Smart. Okay, finally, let's just quickly touch on the actual purchasing logistics. The sources say it's all pretty seamless.
Right. Despite that artisanal, high-touch feel, they're fully modern on the commerce side. Online ordering is easy. They promise fast, fresh service. And the sources even list out all the payment methods they take: Amex, Apple Pay, Google Pay, MasterCard, Visa, Shop Pay, a whole bunch.
Shows they're serious about making it easy for anyone, anywhere to buy.
Yeah. It signals accessibility, removes friction.
Okay, so if we try and pull all these threads together, what's the core takeaway here for someone listening? What's the essence of Euroflowers' strategy?
I think it's a blend, really. Three main pillars. First, that deep foundation of 20 years of local trust and proven reliability. That's hard to replicate.
Right. Pillar one, trust.
Pillar two, that premium inventory strategy, focusing on unique, rare stuff to justify higher prices and resist easy comparison shopping.
Okay. Pillar two, differentiation through unique product.
And pillar three, investing heavily in expert content. Using their knowledge not just in the arrangements, but to educate and attract high-value customers before the sale.
Trust, unique product, and expert content. blending local service with modern strategy.
Exactly. And that leads to maybe a final thought for you to consider. This deep dive kind of shows how even specialized local businesses often have this deep well of codified knowledge. It goes way beyond just the thing they sell. Those resources they provide, like the Anniversary Flowers Guide, it's a reminder that almost any niche has fascinating layers of specialized learning beneath it. Floral symbolism, gifting etiquette.
So maybe next time you see a local business that's clearly succeeding against the odds, ask yourself, what's the hidden expertise they're leveraging? What knowledge are they really monetizing beyond the obvious product or service? It's often more than meets the eye.